Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Donnie Collins joins us, Scranton Times Tribune. Donnie, to you and your wonderful family, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Steve. Happy to be with you on the day of the butt fumble.
I know. How about that? The anniversary of it. And just brings back such fond memories. All right. Well, today was a fun press conference.
Maybe the most fun ever.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't like questions weren't answered, but it was just, I just thought it was fun. I mean, that's how I looked at it.
Yeah, I would say loose is the word I would use. I mean, obviously, it's not taking nothing for granted, I'm sure, but, you know, James is feeling good about his football team. Very thankful for a lot of things, and there was a lot of Thanksgiving talk.
So I want to start with the seniors on the team, because you've covered every step of the way with them. What do you think they have meant, not just to the program as leaders, but the fact that they have also been, in this particular era, stayed with the program?
Yeah, I mean, that's no small thing now. Obviously, when you got a guy who sticks around your program for 5-6 years, that means something. That means more than just, I got the play. It means I like the culture. I was a driver here. It was a benefit to me to be here with these coaches for as long as I have been. And look, I mean, you hear all the time, Clifford, he's been here 6 years. If he should have been gone by now. But, you know, guys like that have meant a lot to this team. They've been here during really good times. 2019 was a really great season for Penn State. And Clifford's the quarterback then. And 2022 was shaping up to be a really terrific season for Penn State, and Clifford's back. But in between, there were some down times. And, you know, you need those guys and that kind of leadership and that consistency and mental toughness to get you through those times when you're a developing program. And I think in a lot of ways it is that kind of a developing program now. You're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, obviously with some of the freshmen they have and the way they've been playing in recent weeks. But you don't get there without guys like Sean Clifford and Jair Brown and PJ Mustafa and Jonathan Sutherland and that type of player. So I think when James said today he's going to be emotional on Saturday with it being their last game at Beaver Stadium, I think it is for a lot of reasons, not just because you're saying goodbye to kids who've been around a while, but kids who've meant something.
Meant a lot, no question. So what have you seen from this team down the stretch that has impressed you?
They haven't given up. I mean, I think really it comes after the Michigan game, and that was ugly. And at that point in the year, obviously nobody really knew what could come, but we've known for a couple of years now that losses have turned into losses with this team, and things have spiraled. Last year against Iowa, they lose that game. wasn't the end of their season by a mile, but then they go out a couple of weeks later and play pretty poorly and lose, and that's their season. And then they never recover from it. Well, this year they didn't let that happen. Even against Ohio State, I thought they played really hard. I thought they were the better team for 51 minutes. I think a lot of people agree with that. And certainly in their other games, they were dominant. James at the end of the Michigan game said a lot about how we need to get bigger and stronger in the trenches. And I think they may have taken that to heart. They may have taken that personally because they've been the bigger, stronger, tougher team in the trenches pretty much the rest of the season. So I think what's impressed me most is, and people are going to say, well, the freshman running backs, and I agree with that. And, they've done a lot on defense. Manny Diaz has helped them out a lot in that area this month. They've gotten better and better. But I really think it's the mental toughness of the team to look at it and say, hey, we've lost two games. Our season is the goals we had coming into the season are quote unquote finished. But they've really played hard and I believe this team sometimes it's just words when you hear, oh, we want to finish as strong as we can. But I believe these guys. When Sean Clifford says after the Rutgers game that, we just got together and decided we were going to leave this team the very best way we possibly could, and I think they're trending toward that. I think that takes a measure of mental toughness and leadership that they may not have had the last couple of years.
You mentioned getting bigger. I think part of that is Kozai Izzard, because he's really the guy that is in between size-wise of P.J. Mustipher and Akeem Beamon. What has his presence meant, in your opinion?
Yeah, he's made a bigger impact than I thought. And I knew he had a good season last year. I thought he was a pretty decent player coming in when Mustipher got hurt last year. But he's made a really big impact. He's rushed the passer. One of those guys who I thought, you know, he's going to be a run stuffer and whatever you get from him, on passing downs you get from him. But he's been a really good two-way play. He's a guy who could play every down to me now. I think he's one of those guys who's developed. And, you know, sometimes you just, you know, he's not one of the name on the marquee kind of guys.
Yep.
He's one of those guys who good teams have. And he's been, I just think he's been tremendous the last couple of games. And credit to him, he's been better than I thought he was. I did not think he was this kind of player even last year, but he's taken big strides. And, you know, and next year, I think you could legitimately expect him to be even better next year.
Yeah, that's the big guy James is talking about, getting bigger up front. Well, he's one of them moving forward. You referenced the freshman running backs. The last couple of years, I think people felt, well, if they only had a running game. Now, as you watch it in reality, what are you seeing with those two young running backs with an offensive line that has had some moving parts?
It's amazing how much better the offensive line looks when your running backs are that good.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the offense, it's pretty much the same guys. I mean, Juice, I think, is playing a position where they'd probably been better off if they could have used Juice at center. And I think Norbert had something. Sal being back has given him something. So I don't want to, you know, pin it all on the running backs being better. But yeah, they're certainly better than what they've had and more gifted. And I think it's a little bit different with both of them. With Allen, you know, you knew he had the vision and you knew he had the toughness, but did he have the speed? Well, he's shown he has the speed. And with Singleton, you knew he had the speed, but does he have, you know, could he go out there and you know, after high school where nobody ever really even got with, you know, close enough to tackle him, could he run between the tackles? And I think really when this team started playing pretty well is when Singleton figured out some things about running between the tackles. He watched film. He clearly started to get more of a feel for the position than just being a sprinter. And he's getting on gains where he had 3 yards early in the season. Now he's getting 7. He's doing it pretty consistently. He's seeing that extra cut, or he's not taking that extra cut and just plowing forward for a couple of extra yards. He's making the right decisions in recent weeks. And now I think even since November, I think it's getting harder to start. You really can't. Wouldn't necessarily know which one of them was in the game, and I think that's not necessarily the way I thought that was going to go in the beginning of the season, because I thought they were pretty complementary pieces. But they're both obviously tremendous, tremendous talents, and yeah, if Penn State could run the ball like this in a couple of years, the offense is probably going to be one of the best in the Big Ten, if not in the country, because of the talent these two guys have. And especially out of that T formation package where you're going on fourth and one, you have to worry about Singleton breaking however many, you know, breaking touchdown runs out of that because he's so fast. But I think Allen could do it too. I've really been impressed by how they've kind of adjusted in season and become more like the other.
How do you view the loss of Parker Washington?
Yeah, I think, you know, injuries happen, and you don't obviously want to lose your best receiver. And he was the best receiver by a mile on this team at this stage of their careers. I think he was starting to become a factor, I don't want to say Dotson because that's not fair, but a factor like Dotson could have been, you know, at times where you know you needed a play, you were going to him, and he was going to get open. But, you know, I think, as James said today, it does present some opportunities. And it is the end of the year. You don't ever want to lose that kind of guy. But if you're going to see what you got, make it be at the end of the year when really guys like, you know, Trey Wallace and Amari Evans aren't freshmen anymore. They should be quite a bit better. And I asked I asked Taylor Stubblefield last week about Amari Evans, and he gave a really wonderful answer during his press conference about how, you know, this is a guy who played quarterback in high school, and there are some body movements and some subtleties to the position that you don't know unless you've played it. But now he's played it, and he's starting to get it. So I think either on Saturday or in the bowl game, you're going to see a lot more out of Amari Evans than we've seen so far. But you don't get those opportunities if Parker Washington doesn't get hurt. And obviously.
And I think, unfortunately, we lost Donnie there.